This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us in class today, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Andy is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Norman Shuley is with us. Dr. Shuley, are you blissed?
You bet.
I was having a chat with Andy, and we were talking just before the broadcast started, and I love chatting with him. And we were talking about soft water, and I said, so in Minnesota, you know, is the water hard? Is it soft? What? And he was saying that people have water softeners, but, you know, the water's hard, but they have water softeners. And so, naturally, I wanted to ask you what your thoughts are on putting a water softener in, and here's why. Over the weekend, I was visiting one of my dear, dear friends, and we were walking around his farm looking at some of the history and probably a chimney that was built in the 1800s that's standing, but the old house place is not there, but the house isn't there, but the chimney is and the foundation's there. And so we're looking at the spring and we're looking for where do we put the brine water that is used to clean the resin bed of a water softener in a, you know, place that's out in the country. And so naturally, I've got lots of questions. Is soft water good for you, bad for you, neutral? What are your thoughts, Dr. Shuley?
Well, my favorite statement is halitosis is better than no breath at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But soft water replaces good things, actually magnesium and calcium out of the water, with sodium. So it's not
yes.
good.
Oh, geez. Because the problem
I would actually prefer to have an osmotic distiller or, you know, mm-hmm. or plain distilled water than softener.
Okay, one of the problems that we have in our neck of the woods is the water is so hard that it causes valve failures, like plumbing valve failures, washing machine failures, toilet float valves get stuck. Or they leak because of the calcium. There's so much calcium in the water. The pipes get caked with it. So it sounds to me like the answer is twofold. One is water softener for the appliances per se, and the other is have a separate non-softened plumbing component that is just untreated water, except maybe for ultraviolet or something like that, and or reverse osmosis or some kind of a filtration system. Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly.
Okay.
Actually, the evidence is quite good that drinking naturally hard water is better for you than so-called soft water. Interestingly, when you go west of Missouri, mm-hmm. water is increasingly naturally softer, but that's not good, because you actually need the calcium and the magnesium out of your water.
Mm-hmm. Is that one of the reasons, Dr. Shuley, why many of us may be magnesium deficient because of water softeners? There's so many of them?
I wouldn't doubt it at all, but the biggest reason is that the soil has been depleted of magnesium through erosion. You know, we've been 10,000 or maybe 12,000 years out of the glaciers.
Mm-hmm.
And just depleted, but then the farming markedly depletes it further. As cattle farmer, I know you have to supplement your cattle with magnesium.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, they die of grass staggers.
Yes.
And so vegetable and fruit farmers don't pay attention to that, but cattle farmers do. So unless you're raising your own food and taking care of the soil that way, you do need a lot of magnesium.
Okay. All right. So I've got a question for the class. I don't know the answer to this. I know a couple answers, but none of them is a really good answer. So the question is, class, if you've got an idea, I'd love to hear it. And if you want to call in, you know, sometime today, next week, whenever, I'd love to hear the answer. Here's the question. So if you install a water softener in your home, and let's say you have some kind of land, let's say it's a half an acre, or let's say it's 10 acres, or let's say it's more, what do you do with the line that is used to flush the calcium out of the water? It's usually it's brine. You know, you use salt in your water softener. Salt is mixed with water, and it flushes out the resin bed of these plastic beads that attract the calcium to the plastic beads, and then the salt in the water then releases the calcium from these beads or resin bed, and then you have to put that water someplace. So we're talking about salty water. Where do you put that? Now, if you put it on your lawn, it's going to kill the lawn. If you put it out where the trees are, eventually it'll kill the trees. So what do you do with it? What do you do with it? Now, city folk, I'm sure the answer is really simple. Oh, I'll just send it down the drain, then you don't have to worry about it, right? And Andy and I were kind of laughing, and maybe in a morbid way. But Andy said, "Oh, I think salt is the least of our problems of the things that we put down the drain. Salt is probably the least of our problems." And we kind of shared, you know, what goes down the drain. Well, body parts, you know, from hospitals and paint, and you know, we wash out the brushes and oil, motor oil. Oh, what do we do? I just pour it down the drain. You know, obviously,
where,
you don't want to do this.
Where do I throw up?
And seriously, you don't want to put these things down the drain because it causes all kinds of problems. But, you know, just imagine all the stuff. And then we haven't talked about industrial waste. You know, those guys hide the evidence and they just send it down the drain and you can't figure out, you know, where it came from. But it's pretty darn serious because we get a chance to drink that water again. And again and again and again and again, because the amount of water we have is finite on this planet. We're not getting any more. What we've got is what we've got, and we've been reusing the same amount of water since the beginning of time, at least on this planet. So that was just a thought. What do you do with the brine water from flushing the resin bed of a water softener?
Well, interestingly, of course, I don't, but then I don't mind drinking naturally hard water.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's a little bit of farm and our water is tested to be sure that no other contaminants. I don't have it. I guess I'd take it as far away from your property as you can.
Yeah, get to the next guy. Oh, geez. And you know that's what happens, Dr. Shuley. I know a farmer who will move his cows to the very far corner of his property. And like if he's going to pen up a bunch of cows that are going to have calves, or has a bunch of calves that, and he wants to kind of keep an eye on, he might keep 20 of them, and he wants to make sure they have water. So he puts them right next to the stream in this small area. So now these cows are peeing and pooping in the stream. And that's okay because it's right on the property line and it doesn't mess up his water. It goes right next door to the next, you know, to the neighbor. That's the kind of stuff that goes on. And it's unacceptable. It really is, but that's what goes on. We don't do that. We just let the cows go all over the farm. And our thought is we use the grass as a filter for the excrement from the cows. And then we spread it around, use the sun as a disinfectant, and it becomes fertilizer. That's our plan. So we keep the grass long enough to act as a filter to keep the, you know, the excrement from getting into streams where possible. However, we still let our cows swim in the ponds in the very, very hot days. And we, you know, we can't explain to them, you know, don't pee and poop in the pond. But if we could, if they'd understand us, we would tell them, but they don't seem to understand that. So, Dr. Shuley, I guess the plan is natural water. Hard water is okay for consumption as long as it doesn't have other bad things in it, bacteria and toxins and those kinds of things. Soft water is not so good for the body, but it is for the appliances. So you can split your potable water system into soft water for the appliances and hard water for human consumption. Okay. What about the shower or the bathtub? Dr. Shuley, is there any problem with bathing in soft water?
Well, I don't think so. Bathing, maybe, but again, compared to fluoride and chlorine, I would say I don't mind a little sodium.
Yeah. I had a question about T-shirts. And my favorite T-shirts, I'm going to admit something that people are probably going to jump on me for. But for as long as I've been wearing T-shirts, I like the cotton polyester blend because it doesn't stretch out of shape. It kind of conforms to my chest. And it doesn't bunch up. And for that reason, I like it. But am I harming myself by wearing a blend, let's say 35% polyester, 65% cotton T-shirts, you know, under my regular shirt?
I don't think so. That's what I use. And therefore, okay. I consider it good. You know, there are people who claim that all the artificial so-called fabrics other than cotton and linen and wool are bad for you. But I don't think the evidence is significant on that.
Okay. And one thing I would like to share with our class is when we wash clothes here at the farmhouse, we are concerned about the estrogenic compounds in detergents. So what we do, and I'd love to hear your comments, Dr. Shuley, on this procedure. If Mrs. Finelli's washing clothes or I do an automatic clothes washer, and we have one that is the upright, top load type, and we put the clothes in it and we, you know, use soft water, so we use very little detergent. With soft water, you use less detergent than if you have hard water. And then when we're done washing the clothes, we spin rinse them again past the regular washing cycle. And our thought is we want to get as much of that estrogenic chemical and compounds out of the clothes. When we come back, would you tell us what your thoughts are? Is that a waste of time or is it a good procedure?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, medical doctor. Dr. Shealy, I was just chatting with Andy for a second, you know, off the air during our break, and I wanted to share this with you. I'm sure you've seen the amount of rusted vehicles, 10 years old or so, around the Springfield Village that, you know, these trucks have rusted through bumpers, rusted rocker panels, rusted tailgates. It's unbelievable, the amount of rust. And we've tracked down why. And it's because the highway departments and municipalities and the government is applying salt on the roads, which we've known for years. They've been doing that probably since the 50s or maybe even before. But what they've done is they've combined the salt with beet juice. So when beets are used to manufacture sugar, the leftover, the byproduct, if you will, what do you do with that? It's a real pain to get rid of it. So what the beet industry is doing is selling that, or the sugar industry is selling that to municipalities to mix with the salt for roads. And here's what it does. Now, beet juice doesn't really lower the freezing point of salt of water. But what it does is it makes the salt more sticky. So the salt that's applied on the road is less likely to wash down against the curb and down into the storm drain. So it's more likely to stick around and do its job longer than if salt were used alone without the beet juice. So the municipalities, if you do the research or you find the internet, will tell you that the municipalities are saying, well, it's less corrosive, so this is a good thing. Well, beet juice is less corrosive, no question about it. But beet juice applied or mixed with salt makes the salt sticky, and it sticks to the undersides and panels of the car or truck, and it causes the salt to stay there, which accelerates the rust. So really, it's lying by telling us that, you know, beet juice is less corrosive. Well, beet juice is less corrosive, but when mixed with salt, it's more corrosive because it sticks to the vehicles. And it's eating brake lines and tailgates and bumpers and rocker panels and quarter panels and every place else that it comes in contact with. It's really, really corrosive. So we were talking about that. And I said to Andy, you know, I really don't like big government. And so whenever I get a chance to figure out a way of getting more equal with the government, I do. So I looked up, can this rust be considered a catastrophic loss? You know, like a hurricane or a tornado? No, you can't deduct it on your tax return because they say if it's slow and progressive, it's not tax deductible. However, vandalism is tax deductible. Well, vandalism is the act of causing damage, willful damage. Well, I consider applying beet juice and salt the act of causing willful damage to vehicles and bridges and roads and on and on and on. So I'm thinking it is tax deductible. Now, of course, if you go to a CPA, they'll say you're out of your mind. But I would challenge that, and I plan on challenging that on my next IRS 1040. I will be deducting as vandalism the cost of rust to our vehicles, which has been established at $853 per vehicle per year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exactly. We have a lot of ISIS, though, here.
So we got to get even with these thugs, okay? And the way to do it, I think, is through the dollar, through revenue. And I think if enough of us take on this act of applying salt and beet juice combination on the roads as an act of vandalism, if enough of us do it, I think they'll pull the beet juice out. Now the other thing is we know that salt kills life, you know, in terms of grasses and trees and so forth. Where does all that salt go? The hundreds of millions of tons of salt. It goes into the water. It does. That it doesn't stick to the grass. So I just wanted to mention that very briefly. Just a little rant. I'm sorry I got carried away, but it angers me, Dr. Shealy, that we have to replace our vehicles faster than we should because of beet juice.
Beet pulp,
right. Let's see. When we come back, well, I've got so many medical questions. Do you have any thoughts or comments, Dr. Shealy, based on what I've said?
Yes, I wanted to bring up drugs.
Okay. Sounds good. When we come back, Dr. Norm Shealy. NormShealy.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. N-O-R-M. SHEALY.com. The class, if you'd like to get your bliss oils, if you'd like to get Dr. Shealy's youth formula, if you'd like to find his books, all right there at NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, if someone wants to call and make an appointment to talk with you over the phone, a phone consultation or a Skype consultation, or to make an appointment to come see you in person, what's the best way to do that?
417-351-5221.
There you go, class. That's in Springfield, Missouri. That's Dr. Shealy's clinic. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Repeat, 417-351-5221. Dr. Shuley, drugs. We're talking about water, water softeners. We're talking about contaminants in the water. You had mentioned drugs.
Well, and in our city water, so-called, and the biggest effects are the estrogens. Plastic, a lot of plastics produce estrogenic-like substances. And drugs, women taking birth control pills, flush all kinds of stuff down the drain. And we now, the average male produces 40 million sperm instead of 100 per cc or something versus 150 million 60 years ago. So if we keep going at the rate we're going, when we get down to about 20 million, we will become infertile totally. And so, the biggest single concern is the estrogenic things that are in our water supply everywhere. It's changing fish, it's changing frogs, and it's changing people.
Dr. Shuley, are you saying that as we decline from 150 million sperm per unit of measure down to 40, that we are increasing the rate of destruction of sperm? Are we increasing that destruction at an increasing rate?
Well, we're decreasing the making of sperm. The more estrogen you've got, the less sperm you can make.
Okay. So are we decreasing the manufacturing of sperm, if you will, within the males?
Testicle.
At an increasing rate. I mean, is this accelerating?
Exactly.
Okay. That's where I was going with that. And do you have a feel for how long it's going to take us to get down to 20 million where we become infertile?
Well, if we go as fast as we have in the last 60 years, I would say within 50 years, we may disappear as a human race.
And this is predominantly caused by estrogenic compounds?
Yes. I'm sure that Roundup and other poisons contribute to it, but nothing is as bad for the male, at least, as excess estrogen.
Back in the 1960s, there used to be television commercials that would show women washing dishes in the kitchen sink. And it was about Playtex gloves, Playtex. And they would say, so thin you could pick up a dime. And what they're saying is, you know, it's almost like not wearing a glove. However, you can protect your hands from the, you know, the hot water and the damage you're doing to your skin by washing dishes. Now, if we wash dishes without gloves in our kitchen sink, Dr. Shuley, are we absorbing more estrogenic compounds?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. So,
yeah,
what else are we doing that is increasing our intake of estrogenic compounds besides washing dishes in dishwashing liquid?
Well, there's some herbicides. I don't remember which ones, but plastic bottles, even the so-called BHP or BHA free ones, are estrogenic. So, you know, we just are stupid as human beings. I would say second to nuclear energy is artificial chemical poison.
You know, as you say this, I'm thinking about, you know, when I open a can, let's say it's a can of crushed tomatoes with chilies. Let's say I'm going to make some kind of a dish with that. Inside that can is sprayed a plastic lining. Inside most cans, you'll find a plastic lining. And if it's not a plastic lining in a can, if you decide to buy some mayonnaise or Miracle Whip or a jug of milk, they come in plastic as well.
Exactly.
Now, I don't think a person would find more than 10% of the containers in a supermarket today made out of glass. I think, you know, I haven't really surveyed it or researched it, but I believe that about 90% of the containers are now, that were glass, are now plastic.
Yes.
Because we used to have...
That is part of the problem. And by the way, it may not be as big a problem, but it is certainly a change. Puberty in girls is occurring 4 to 5 years earlier than it did 50 years ago. Because of the excess estrogen.
I remember reading a story about Puerto Rico and how because of the chicken diet in many families in Puerto Rico, this is probably 20, 25, maybe even 30 years ago, that they were saying that the chickens, when they were being raised, were fed estrogen chemicals to make the breasts more plump of the chickens, which gave more white meat. And in Puerto Rico, the families were eating more chicken than maybe the rest of the United States, and they were finding that the age of puberty or the age at which a young girl could reproduce was going lower and lower and lower, and you know, we're reaching like 10 years old or lower. That was decades ago. So
well,
is that,
as far as I can tell, it's part of chemical pollution.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, wow. That's a real problem. What do we do? How do we get around, or how do we avoid some of these plastics in our lives? Because now I'm thinking, you know, even in our house, when I was growing up, our plumbing system was the new technology, which was copper pipes, back in the very early 60s. There was a transition late 1950s, early 1960s, from iron pipes that were galvanized. I'm talking about domestic water supply, hot and cold, galvanized plumbing to copper. And then we transitioned from copper to PVC and CPVC. And then we've transitioned to PEX, P-E-X. But PEX is plastic, PVC is plastic, CPVC is plastic. And copper is so darn expensive and is much harder to install that I don't think many houses use copper anymore. So we've got plastic plumbing. If you go to a restaurant that's relatively new, maybe within the last couple of decades, it's going to be plastic plumbing there. You've got plastic plumbing in your house, plastic bottles, plastic lining in the cans. Is there a way that we can avoid some of this, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I guess maybe the only way would be to distill the water you drink.
Right. Okay. That would remove the plastic, sure. But if you're going to eat food out of a can, we can pretty much almost forget that it's going to have plastic in it. So
exactly.
It's going to be hard to avoid.
And if you buy frozen foods instead of canned goods, they are generally the plastic is going to be bad because it's frozen. It's not going to dissolve out as well.
Yeah, it'll be in a plastic bag.
Right.
And for those who pack their lunch and, you know, take it to work, it's in a plastic baggie or a plastic Tupperware container. It's everywhere. Gosh, even distilled water, if you buy it at the stores in a plastic bottle, regardless whether you buy the, you know, the 12-ounce size, the 1 liter size, the gallon size, the 5 gallon refillable jugs, it's all in plastic. Well,
have you ever heard
at
of
least
using
we're
atrazine?
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. Please chat about that.
It is the second largest pesticide and the most heavily used herbicide in the United States, and it is estrogenic.
So where are we using this, Dr. Shealy? Are we using it?
Golf courses,
mm-hmm.
Farms, you know.
You know, there. Okay, why don't we mention this?
550,000. often industrial chemical poisons released in the atmosphere every year.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we just expose this, Dr. Shealy, as it really is? Years ago, I met so many people over, you know, the course of my life, and people would say, yeah, I'm going to buy this new place, and it's unbelievable. It's right on a golf course. Right on a golf course. And I was thinking, have you lost your mind? Yeah, but the view, and, you know, I can go just walk right over to the golf course. It's great. But they're spraying the golf course lawns, the greens, with so many chemicals, it's crazy to live near there. But yet people think that that's a great place to live. Because it's close to exercise. And then when they walk on that grass, they get these pesticides, they get these insecticides, and these chemicals on their shoes, and their pants, and their socks.
And they come to your house.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're breathing it. And I would think that that's got to be one of the most dangerous places to live, on a golf course.
Oh, absolutely. Unequivocally. And to play golf. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or HBExtract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're take my when you got the PC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, during the break, I looked up some websites about living near a golf course, anything to be aware of, any concerns, any dangers. And I just want to read a post on a forum that I think exposes ignorance on a grand scale. So this guy says, and this is a response to the question, you know, do you need to be concerned about living near a golf course? The guy says, I'm no golfer, but I'd be surprised if any dangerous chemicals would be used around a public place.
How stupid can you get?
Yeah, because he increases his display of ignorance by saying, in order to spray pesticides, one must be trained and licensed. They don't just hand a dangerous chemical to any dummy that comes along. I worked for a city government, and the rules were extremely strict and very well monitored. If you're concerned, I would go pay a visit to the groundskeeper supervisor and perhaps the local city government to see what their pesticide policy is. That's what this guy said. That's a quote. And I can tell you that Mrs. Fennelly has had in the Commonwealth of Virginia a pesticide license. She went for training on how to apply and dispose of the containers that pesticides come in. The reason she went there was to learn about how dangerous these things are. Not to apply them, but to see what, and this was a government training session. And these things are so dangerous that the disposal of the containers, empty containers, that these pesticides come in are regulated. You've got to dispose of them in a specific way or you can be fined. I'm talking about the empty bottles, jugs, cans that pesticides come in. Okay? Well, this post just says that, well, you know, I'll just say it again. I'm no golfer, but I'd be surprised if any dangerous chemicals would be used around a public place. Really? Really? How about a restaurant, right, Dr. Shealy? They spray for roaches. Those are dangerous chemicals, okay? And they're regulated. So just because they're regulated doesn't mean they're not used.
How about termites?
termites. Okay, let's take it. Let's take it to the ultimate. Nuclear reactors are regulated
until they blow up.
Yeah, and they have, blown up. You know, we've got 3 Mile Island in this country. We've had lots of leaks, lots of alarms going off. We've got Fukushima, and we've got Chernobyl. I mean, just to name the big ones. So I just wanted to share with you this post about ignorance. And there, class, there's a difference between regulations and danger. Just because something is regulated doesn't remove the danger from it.
It improves or increases the danger.
Jeez, unbelievable. Dr. Sheely, how about a Scalar update? Do you have one for us about what you're doing with Scalar Energy?
Well, we've got almost all the four of the 12 people that are going to use it to measure telomere regeneration. And the other four, I hope, will be in the bag sometime in the next month. But I predict that we're going to have a significant growth of telomeres. But it'll take us a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Mrs. Finelli and I are doing this every day. I guess we were one of the early ones to be part of the study.
You and I were the first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I wanted to tell you that I'm taking it very seriously. And I'd like to, when we come back after this break, I'd like to ask you if you think that holding the Scalar Energy antenna, if you will, against my chest is beneficial. Increases the benefit of the Scalar Energy by being closer, almost in contact. The only distance would be the plexiglass in front of the antenna and my shirt. So I'm putting it right against me. Would you tell me what your thoughts are? Tell the class what your thoughts are about, you know, bringing it closer and closer. We'll be right back with Dr. Norman Sheely talking about Scalar
Energy. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? AllisonMed is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced Allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.